Simon Lama Beis Sif Nun Alef. See, Yisr Shloish Tfirois Bechol Tzad. So when we make the stitches, there's three sets of stitches in each direction, which gives you a total of 12. And this is not a Gemara. This is the Rishonim, and they say that they have a Masorah like that, but it's more for like Agadot reasons, the 12 Shvatim, etc. So when a person does a stitch, so you can do a stitch, you go up, you go over, and you go down, and you go over, and you go up. So there's a stitch here, and there's a stitch here, and there's a stitch here. Over here, we need a stitch on top and a stitch on the bottom. So we're going to have a stitch going this way, a stitch going this way. So you'll have something on top and something on the bottom, and so you go different directions. You'll end having tiers in two in top and bottom. And you also run the we mentioned before, Mishra mentioned this idea that we run the chut hatvira between the four batim of the shorosh. Okay. So, and that the Mishavur said before, that even though the minhag of the Mechaber is to do that, the only case where it's ma'akev b'dieved is in a case where the parshas is all one long parsha, then you need this extra special indication of a separation. But in the average, you don't need it. Hagah, miu, imloy also rak your tefiras, epochus mizeh, eno nifsol. This 12 tefir is not in the Gemara, it's not ma'akev. Some say that the thread you use for a tefira should be one long thread. Okay. Mishnah Berurah of cotton resh chav ches b'chol tzad. It has to go three on each side. So that's a total of 12. Tam liyud beis tefira, the reason why we have 12 tefiras is connected to beis shifti Yisrael, connected to the 12 shvatim. The tefira is not immediately adjacent to the ksitza, but it's a little bit. But it should be close to the ksitza. So the average pair of tefillin, that's not too far away anyway. There's not too much room. But a large pair of tefillin, you could theoretically distance it a while. It should not be too far away. Okay. We don't sew like you sew at the edge of a beggar, but there's nothing left over. There has to be some space of the tetura beyond the tefira. That's what we have our tefillin. There's the tetura, and in the tetura there's a tefira, which is like it's a half in between the edge of the tetura and the beginning of the tzitza. So now, in a tefillin, our echad is not relevant. In case we have tefillin which are made out of two pieces, which was the way we've been discussing until now. So basically, there's the or of the ksitza, which would come down into the tefillin, and then it would have a flap inside. That piece would have a flap, which would be under the titura. And then you would sew the titura. You would sew through the ksitza, the or of the ksitza at the same time. Keshiyas or abatim mikol tzad ima titura. So the or abatim will be sewn together with the titura. That's not proper. What they do is that they don't extend the flap of the bottom of the tzitzah to the point that when you sew the tzitzah, you're sewing the tzitzah also. And the tzitzah is never connected to the tzitzah. What they do is they make the window, the opening of the titura. They put the bias inside there. And that's it. So that's wrong. It has to be sewn in. But Baruch Shomer Kosev Shapostel Kamatil and Machmas. There was a Sefer Baruch Shomer. There's a Baruch Shomer which was the not the Orcha Shulchan. The Tartamimus Pirush on Siddur. But this is a Baruch Shomer. This is a Rishi. Which he passed many tefillin because of this problem that they're not sewn together. For us, it's not relevant. We make or echad. The whole thing is one piece. But you know, theoretically, if you have tefillin which are not or echad, this would be relevant. Okay, mishtei ruchos. Rotzalomer should call a tefira. You hate mesevevers from state thodim ponim bach. It has to go on top and bottom. So nimzer tefer mishtei machatim. But you end up using two needles. One needle is going up, across, down, across, up, across, down. And there's another needle going down, across, up, in another direction. So you're coming through from two different directions. So you have on top and you have bottom. One's going out, one's going in, and that's how you have that your tefira. You have a tefira on top and a tefira on bottom. Am I making sense? Are you picturing that? Yeah. You picturing that? No. Saying if this is your titura, that there's a picture there.
I don't know.
Maybe there's a picture there. So when you're sewing your no. Not very. So you're sewing the titura, so you need there has to be a stitching on top and a stitching on bottom. Now, when you make a stitch, you go up through the hole, you go across to the next one, you go down, and you go across and you go up. Mm-hmm. So, and this one, there's nothing on the bottom, this one, there's nothing on top, mm-hmm. and etc. Meanwhile, you're having another needle going up this way, across and down. So you have two needles, you're sewing with two giddin, so it takes you one going up. But any given spot, there's one on top, there's one on bottom. They meet in the holes. Mm-hmm.
So you tie it on the end
giddin for that, or you can really go one and then go back where you came from.
A long giddin.
I don't know how long they come.
Six stitches on each side.
Yeah, I'm saying if it's long enough.
It's long enough, theoretically.
You could follow back. You could track back.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I don't know how long they normally are.
Doesn't it depend if there's an even or odd number of holes?
What?
Doesn't it depend if there's an odd or even number of holes?
Now you're dealing with a math question. Like, is there a way to backtrack and do it like that with an even number of holes? I don't know. The odd number of holes you could. Right. Even number of holes would be harder, but okay. So we said you're supposed to make 12 tefiras, but if you made less than 12, it's not ma'akim, because we said it's not a gemara. This is the rishonim already.
What was the thing you were saying before about the
meal
in and out?
So you go up and down. So one's going up and one's going down. You always have the part of the area covered. Meal.
The kind of whatever chuta tefira. This was that.
What?
The thing before this was that, huh?
Yeah. The mechaber also, so if you don't do 12, it's kosher. It's also kosher. So getting being married with the tefira was that they would run the tefira between each one of the batim. Of the four batim of the shel rosh, so if you don't do that, it's kosher. The only case we said you really, really needed was the case where it's one klaf. Now,
I mean,
there's a yesh mishoimer.
It was one klaf.
We had before the case where if you use one klaf for all of the four parashiyos of the shel rosh, then you're supposed to maver a chut between the batim to make it some type of a separation. You're
supposed to use four separate klaf.
Correct.
Why would you only use one clock? Accidentally, it was done wrong.
If you did it, that's what you did, that situation you need to do that. Okay, chut echod. So now, so there's a yesh misharma that these yud based tefiras have to be from one chut. Vim nifsek, resh lamed aleph. Vim nifsek, yesh misharma the yochel kosher. If there's a separation in it, so some say you can tie out another one. You have to do a different one instead. You have to have one as a full thread. If when you're sewing it tears, it's not acceptable. However, the problem is just that it was short, not that it tore. You can knot on, attach another one, knot it to it, make a knot and attach another one, and that's considered one thread. If you don't have any other gid available, you would use that gid. So it's the same gid. It tore. You just want to sew it back to it. You want to tie it back to itself. We'll talk about what happens if later on it tears. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, we went through all the different ways about building the tefillin, etc. The last sif talks about putting the ritzuas in and making the kasher of the ritzuas. Nun beis. Yachas ritzuas echem abarta.
Is it a chiddush that he would go to the ritzuas?
It's a little bit of a chiddush. I mean, not a little, because the next siman talks about dinei kuna tefillin and dinei ritzuas. So, it's like, you're tagging on the last sipper, you might as well just put in the next sipper,
Coming attractions.
What?
Coming attractions.
Right, exactly.
Something to look forward to.
Okay. So, Yachas Ritzula is talking about, so you put the Ritzula through the Mabarta. Yasa Kesher, Kimin Dalas Bishal Rosh. You make a Kesher on the Ritzula of like a Dalad on the Sharosh. Kimin Yud, Bishal Yad. You make like a Yud on the Shal Yad. There's a shin on the shal rosh. There's a dalet and there's a yud. Menoygim lahaver or shal alabayis shal yad l'roichem hazroya v'yeroch v'kirocha babayis. There's this minig to cover it with a box. So we cover it with a box. They would cover it with a piece of leather. We put a plastic box at the shoyad. We have the box. So they would make a little.
But when he says that it's the shakai is with the shin on the shalrosh, there's really two. So is he referring to the one that's really a kosher one, which is the one with the three heads, not the one with the four heads? Because otherwise, it's really not shakai. It's shin valley yud. Right. It's two.
You're beyond me.
Didn't we have an opinion that it should be like the luchos, and therefore maybe it's really like one?
You're all right.
What's he mean by that?
Or wrong.
What's he mean by that? Didn't we have an opinion that it should be like the luchos?
I think I explained to you one time, see, that the luchos, the shin is made of, the airspace was the shin, and the part which was rock was the opposite of the shin. It was the inverse of the shin. So the shell, the one of four, has three gaps in it. So it's like a shin being made in the spaces, which is like the shin of the luchos. Where am I? Comes from Mother Moshe says that we put a piece. I've actually seen a pair of tefillin. Rabbi Tadamam has the tefillin of the Rav Shitzur Rebbe. He has the Rav Shitzur. Rabbi Tadamam has the Rav Shitzur Rebbe's tefillin. He has
some question.
What?
He has
Bnei Yisachar also. He has a few interesting things over there. So that shayad has a leather cap on top of it, which we have out of plastic. This one has made out of leather, like the Rambam says.
Dafka leather he wants, the Rambam.
The point is it should be protective, because since it's under the garment, it's going to rub against the corners. It's going to wear out your ribua. So they would cover it.
So or though is lav dafka.
It just means something strong. That's what we do with plastic. Well, Yasek, sure.
I'm surprised they don't make it silver covers in Barapal.
It's coming.
I'm surprised it didn't come yet. I mean, there's no issa of having silver on the top.
No.
But it's lebrucha of hazaroa. Does that mean the length of the bicep?
I mean, the way they did it, it wasn't necessarily a box. It was more like a piece of leather. They just put it on top, like a sleeve up on the top.
It wasn't made to fit.
It wasn't made to fit perfect, you know. Okay. And the order you should make the kshorim, you should make the shin of the tefillin, then you make the dal, and then you make the yud. So you're doing it.
Is there a yud in tefillin shel rosh? Yud is in tefillin shel yad.
Right.
So the dal.
We ask the kesher.
The
kesher shel tefillin holacha mashmi sinai. It has to be done lishma, and we make it when your person makes a kesher, so the person should say the same kedushas tefillin.
It's not noise.
And that the same kedushas tefillin, it's irrelevant not only when you're making the kesher, but if you're tightening or loosening the kesher when you retighten it, you need to say the same kedushas tefillin.
Can you talk after that while adjusting it?
Yeah, as long as you said that, but at the beginning of the process, you said the same Kedushas Tefillin.
What would be Hesach Hadas for the same Kedushas Tefillin?
I don't know. We have a general call that Mr. Bruce said way back at the beginning of these halachas that Kaloi Saldas Vishenu Hoi, so we assume that a person's doing an Aldas as original Das until he interrupts with doing something else. If he'll actually do something else and come back, it would be a different story.
What is the call?
Kaloi Saldas Vishenu Hoi. Whatever your original intent, that's maintained throughout the process as long as it wasn't interrupted.
Is that for being motzi people also, for like Kiddush and other things?
Yeah, you don't have to count.
Same idea.
Kemen Dallas, Riesha Oisim Kesher Kemem Stuma, Shinir Kishte Dalsin, Mishne Tzod. So a mem really is two Dalits, one lying on top of the other. Ragla Shoseh, but Sadrisha Shoseh. Making the dalet is more proper than making the mem.
What do you mean, man?
Okay.
With the mem, does it spell Hashem of Hashem?
It's a double dalet. So there's two shins, there's two dalets, and then you'll figure out what to do with the two yuds. I don't know.
There's a yod on the bais of the shalyad, and maybe there's a yod on the middle finger.
I don't know. Yasa kesher also the shomet ono ba'ono. Because she brought to me aloha. Me aloha said that somebody came up with this great idea that you know you can make a slip knot. So this way you can tighten and your kesher, you just move it up and down. It says, so the aloha is that you can't do that. That's not a kosher kesher. Kesher must be there. So if he realized after he took it off that it had unraveled, so you'd have to put it on. To Mrs. Tefillin Kol Yom, you could do it again. It's not like you know it's a one time shot and that's it. Okay. The time of the Lashid is Rashi, the Cyril of the Yud, who local Mashmasina, Iloyotse, Dain Yede Mitzvah. If you don't have a Yud, so if the Yud part of it came apart, it's not a valid kesher. You know, it's tied. So the Mitzvah Kshartim you have, but you don't have the Yud. So you're missing part of the Iker Din of Tefillin. I'm not aware of the Machlokes, he says Rashi, apparently somebody argues in Rashi. I'm not aware who argues in Rashi. They put lahaver reish l'madal tam lefisha tefillin shayad mesimin oisur tachas abegav. So the tefillin shayad goes under the bag. When it's not that when he's sodom he's kachlam, it moves and that wears it down. Kach noegul lahaver ritzu zu aleim lechoskom. Vachshav ele rotsav lo noegul b'zeh. And maybe something different, just with the holes in place.
What are they setting up for over here? The toastmasters.
El l'acher.
Yes.
So now the order should be the shin of the shin of the shalroish, then the dal, then the yud. El acher rutzalomer chenoch lechatilo bisar malushuter kesher shalroish in tzarach rak nesakim lehatir shalyat. It's not mamshin a kesedron, which would mean that If your shel roish, your the dalad came apart, you'd have to go and take off the yud and redo the dalad and then do the yud. Mm-hmm. It's not mamash in a kesidron. So it's a chadchila.
At the beginning.
The proper way of the chadchila of doing it. It's not ma'akev. Okay. Sif lamed gimel. What time do we have over here? Yeah, got some time. Didn't Sikune Tfilin Medina Ritsuis. In the Skalkal or Shal Shnei Batim in Bilti Harosh, so there's four Batim on the Shal Rosh. So if there's a tear, there's Eitzel Zeh. The two Batim next to each other, there was a tear. So it comes out that the two of them are somewhat covering, as it were, the hole. So you don't see a hole. So ima tefillin yishonim psulim. If they're old, and as they old, they wear out, and they weaken, etc. So that's a tear, which we say that this is a Gemara. And there's Mechosh Hashanah, how to learn the Gemara. And the Gemara says, this is the old one, these are new ones. So we'll see two ways to learn the difference. The point is going to be that when it's old ones, you said that it's indicative of the fact that it's wearing out to the point where it's no longer, the ore is not valuable, and therefore that's possible. Whereas if it's new, it's not a simon that there's something wrong with the ore. It's just, whatever reason, it tore. So that's considered kosher. Okay. So if the Yeshanim Sulim, Vehem Chadashim is Ksherim, Kozman Shor, Moshe Vabatim Kayim, as long as the Titura is still in place, holding them all in place, so that therefore that's still considered Kasher. That is, Gamma Batim, Shikham Lios Kiyamim, Al Shinikru Ksas, which Yosef adds that there are more, it doesn't mean that the Mamash, like the whole thing is falling, the Batim, the Ksitz is falling apart totally, it means there's a tear. They say the mamash, the pshat memor is the exact opposite. If you're making brand new ones and they tear, what's going on over here? That's the problem. If they've been like this for a while and then they tear, that's a normal way that they wear, and that's considered kosher. So the halacha l'maisa, you're machmer in both possibilities. Everything is possible.
Oh, ska. See, we'll see Matova get benched yours. Yeah.
See, I really do not want you talking to people in the literature. I don't come to the show. Ve'elohim Chadosh. So, what's called Chadosh? So, we say it depends if it's new or old. According to Machaber, that the law is new ones are kosher and old ones are possible. So, when do they lose their status and be called new? So the ore is you could if you'd pull on where with the ritzua means with the mabarta, you'd pull on it, you could open up the bottom a little bit. So that's still considered new. If after a while it stayed in that position for such a long time, it doesn't open up when you pull it.
The ritzur or the mabarta?
It's referring to the batim. That, you know, the batim are put together. Mm-hmm. If you pull on it hard enough, theoretically that they would spread a little bit.
If you pull them apart?
So, the way I picture it, right, so that's in this picture, right? So they're separate a little bit still. Right? So if you pull down here on the bottom part, will it pull these apart? You pull down here on the bottom, so you sort of like pull at it, so it causes it to bend, or not.
So pulling towards you?
I think so. So it also has Mashicha. And that's, you know, my vision of making things, I'm not necessarily the greatest at making things. So
I mean, if it's sideways, then it's Mashicha.
I don't know. So now, that's all of the Torah, two about the next to each other. When he's kalkul shnayim, zeh shaloi keneged zeh. So rishon v'shlishi, sherim afilu heim mishanim. But if it would be rishon and revi, the two outer ones, that's not good. And he's kalkul shloish shabbatim b'chol inyan psulim. If shloish shabbatim were his kalkul, so then you're off the creek. Okay. What we got over here? Let's do the Mishabura. After tomorrow we'll learn, but we're going to learn outside, obviously, because they're having their meeting in here. His kalkul pirushanifsek manasa kera. There was a tear. Ibote roish. Now, that's talking about the batim of the shalresh. What amenasa kera b'bayis shalyad. The kulyama is pasul kulyama b'cholinyan. Abshet titura kiyamas. Even though titura kiyamas, if the kitzitz of the shalyad tor, it's pasul.
So there's a hole in the actual, what is it called? The part that protrudes. Is that the bias?
Kitzitz or the bias?
So there's an actual hole in the.
You're right, tore through, right? So on the roish, if only there's a tear between two, it means there's two other ones which are shleimim.
How do we know there's a hole in between two? You open it up.
So the Mishabura is going to tell me the truth is it can even be on the opposite sides. The two next to each other. Let's remember that batim hem suchim zel zeh. The two batim are next to each other. I think I said it wrong when I was saying it. You know, doesn't have to be dafka the tears inside facing each other. Filam ena kroim smuchim kigurin shekera echod babayas hasheni b'doifna hayemini kera sheni babayas hashlishi. So loishal b'doifna hayemini are besmali. So they're not facing each other. Right? If it's on its right side, even though it's on its right side, they're not facing each other. Well, they're facing, it's his left and his right. If it's his right and his right, or his right and his left.
How about one hole in the shorosh? It's visible from outside.
He's saying that even if it would be visible,
right to left.
By the shalyad, it's one tear, right?
Right. You say, well, over here, the point is, even if there's one tear, the Mishabur said before, since there are other batim which are still shleimim, that maintains its kashrus.
Mm-hmm. Is there a shear to the holes or the tear?
I don't know. If they're facing each other, that's also going to be a problem. The pasuk is saying that's more of a problem because you have like that area. There's nothing. It's basically you lost your hefsek between the two items. There's no wall there at all because there's a kara from both each one facing each other. He's saying that's worse when the kara is facing each other. Not like I was saying before. I'm sorry. Okay, yeshanim psulim. Now let's hold it here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay.